flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is beginning to look a lot like Christmas in the Twin Cities. You do not want to miss Minnesota's own three-time Grammy Award-winning Sounds of Blackness in the Night Before Christmas, a musical fantasy. It happens on Monday, December 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Pantages Theater. You can see Christmas like you ain't never seen Christmas before. There'll be rapping reindeer, singing socks, dancing chitlins, a soulful Santa, and Mrs. Claus. Y'all have got to get there. There's a 10-piece orchestra, 25-member cast. I tell you, my mama and daddy are coming into town, and we are going to have us a blast because we are going that night. And I couldn't tell y'all about it like Gary Hines can tell y'all about it. He is the executive director, music director, writer for the Sounds of Blackness, and he is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Mr. Gary, I mean, baby, I cannot wait to this concert. Thank you so much for coming on to talk to me about it.
Thank you so much for having me. On behalf of Sounds of Blackness, Queen Shaletta, we love you and appreciate you. Keep up the great work. And I'm so happy that you and your parents are coming to see the 46th annual version of The Night Before Christmas, a musical fantasy.
Oh, my God, 46 years. It's been taking place since 1978. Folks, I'm telling y'all, do not wait. There is one show. Once the tickets are gone, they're gone. Ain't going to be no crying in baseball. Ain't going to be no crying if you miss out and you don't get a ticket, because I'm telling you about it in October. And this show sells out fast. That's why I wanted to talk to you now rather than later, because I didn't want you coming on my show saying, Miss Shaletta, there's only 10 tickets left. I want folks to know about it now. And you all have been rehearsing, putting it together, putting a fresh spin on it. Talk to me about what folks can expect if they come out on Monday, December 23rd, over to the Pantages Theater.
They can expect, as you said, Queen Shaletta, Christmas as you've never seen it or experienced it before, roof-raising songs, hilarious characters and dialogue, but also bringing home the true meaning and spirit of Christmas, directed by Sounds of Blackness own Jamecia Bennett, choreographed by Sounds of Blackness own Carrie Harrington, and featuring special guests, the Hearst family and none above, with Sounds of Blackness, of course, the Fine Reindeer, the Dancing Chitlins, the Singing Socks, as you mentioned, and the Mighty Mice, and a lot more.
Oh, see, I didn't even know about the mice. See, I forgot about the mice. And it's been a while since I've been to one of your Christmas concerts, because we always go out of town for Christmas. But I told my mama, I said, listen, it's too many great Christmas concerts going on. I want to see the Sounds of Blackness on Monday, December 23rd. It's at 7 o'clock. Can y'all get a flight and y'all come here? Because I miss it every year. It's been a while since I've been there. So talk to me about how this year will be different from last year, than the year before that, different than the last time I went to one, which is probably about 10 years ago.
Right. Okay. Well, every year, Queen Shaletta, we contemporize the play. It's always the foundation of, based upon the poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas by Clement Moore, written in the 1800s. A lot of people don't know that it goes back that far. But this is, of course, our black comedic urban take on a contemporary Night Before Christmas. And every year we update some of the songs, the sight gags, the costumes. So we have a huge repeat audience, and this is a chance to shout out and thank them for that support. But also, they, part of their expectation and anticipation is what's going to be new and different this year. So we always keep it full of surprises for this family-friendly event.
Oh my gosh. So what songs can we expect to hear? Because y'all got some classics, y'all got some originals, and you know, you got None Above coming. So I know y'all got something new and exciting that y'all gonna do. And you always, and see, this is what upset me, because I'm already gonna get mad. You always have some like super duper star, and you're like, oh, Queen Shaletta, I can't tell you who it is, it'll be a surprise. And then I look up and Common's on the stage, something crazy. So you know, talk to me about some of the collaborations, because so many people love the Sounds of Blackness, and you know, new and old artists alike love working with you all, love collaborating, and you know, being in the Twin Cities, we love hearing it.
Oh, thank you so much. And this is a chance to thank the Twin Cities and the entire state of Minnesota, for this is the 53rd anniversary of Sounds of Blackness, and 53 years of support from this community, city, and state, and we thank you. Yes, a few surprises, but of course, again, we have special guests, the Hearst family. David Hearst is returning as Santa Claus, and None Above, as you mentioned, as well. And we don't want to give away all the surprises, because it'll be a surprise. But hopefully that's enough to wet your whistle, Queen Shaletta.
All right. I guess that's going to have to be enough. Now you got to tell us how people can get tickets.
Absolutely. Pantages Theater box office under the auspices of Hennepin Arts. So either online or over the phone, either way. And thank you for encouraging people to not wait, because, as you say, one show only typically sells out in advance. We wish we could do more than one show, but the holiday season is so crushed this year. And this is a time to do a shout-out to the Steels, who will be doing their Christmas show the night before us. So while your folks are in town, you may want to do double duty.
Yes, and we will be. We will be. I told the kids, don't expect nothing. I'm spending all y'all toy money on Christmas concerts. That's how I'm rolling this year, Gary. I'm not playing with them kids. They don't even like me. I said, I'm taking your grandmama and my daddy over here to see the Steels, and they'll be performing on Sunday, Saturday and Sunday, and then you all have your concert on Monday. Now, how many hours are you guys putting into this with the rehearsals and all that stuff? I mean, you got the costumes, you got the choreography, you got all these different bands and artists coming together. I mean, this has got to be, I would just like to sit in on a rehearsal. I bet that is so much fun.
It is. We had a blast last night in rehearsal at Sebastian Community Center. Shout out to them. Queen Shaletta, you're welcome anytime to sit in on rehearsal. And to answer your question, even though we've been doing the show for so many years, it still takes what it takes to prepare. And so we started with music in September, and just now in October are moving into a dialogue and blocking and choreography, again directed by our own Jamecia Bennett and choreographed by our own Carrie Harrington. Then we do staging and put it all together in November so that the show is ready by December.
Oh my gosh, this is going to be so amazing. And anybody who knows anything about a Sounds of Blackness performance, you ain't going to sit down. We need to just take all the seats out the Pantages, up out the ground. Give me a screwdriver, because we are going to need some dancing room. You know, and I just, you know, for folks who, you know, we got a lot of people who are new to the Twin Cities, who have seen you all perform at the Grammys, watched you win your awards, you know, and watched you perform on TV. This may be their first time seeing you live.
You're absolutely right. And a few factors with that, Queen Shaletta. Of course, we had the couple of years where theater was down with COVID restrictions.
Right.
And so a lot of people that would have come, obviously couldn't. We couldn't put on the show. And we did it. We did a virtual version with the Ordway a couple of years ago. But this is the time, first time that we're doing the full version, the musical play of The Night Before Christmas, as you say, with our 10-piece orchestra in 4 years. And so we're excited to be at the Pantages. We want to invite everybody out. This is something, again, for the entire family, for all ages, all backgrounds. You will love The Night Before Christmas, a musical fantasy.
With the Sounds of Blackness, Gary Hines, executive director over there at the Sounds of Blackness, always delivering when it comes to not only musicianship and theater, but also just a great supporter of community advocacy work, always out there on the front lines, making sure that we have a better city to live in. Mr. Hines, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Queen Shaletta. We love you like gumbo. That's a whole lot of love.
That's a whole lot of love. It's so funny because I look, Mama, one of the things I told Mama, I said, now, when you come here, you know you're going to have to make a Christmas gumbo. We're not eating nothing else. We going to eat us some Christmas gumbo. So I'm going to have to bring y'all some bowls over there backstage so y'all can have something to eat. I'm going to have Mama make y'all gumbo so we can bring it backstage for y'all.
Please do. We're going to love it.
All right. Well, we will see y'all then. Thank you so much for taking the time with me.
Thank you, Queen Shaletta. Love you madly.
All right. And Gary Hines is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.